Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Sorry about the language, but I'm trying to do Eminem here. Eminem is a genius rapper. He's been doing it for a long time, and he is so dexterous with his words. He's able to spill out, like, off the top of his head. But also the delivery. The fact that you never miss a word he says, despite the fact that he speaks really quickly, is a true testament to the fact that he is a good articulator. So my question to you, is it that you are speaking too fast or that you are not articulating clearly enough? You can understand people who speak fast if they articulate clearly enough. Now, if you're somebody who speaks extra fast and who doesn't articulate themselves, you're likely called a mumbler. You likely have people asking you to speak up, repeat yourself, say it again. And that is incredibly irritating. I know, I've been there. I tend to speak quite fast myself, if you hadn't noticed. However, if you are worried people don't understand you, you can learn to slow down and you can learn to articulate better. And in this video, we're going to go over ways in which you can do both. Isn't that fantastic? Right, lock yourself in, because we're going on a rocket to articulation. Slow down, speaking Mars. And as you know, fast speakers are often fast thinkers. It's likely that your brain works at such a rate that your mouth can't really keep up. And that's the difference. You need to be able to think and speak at an appropriate pace with each other. You need your body and mind to be aligned. Is it actually your speed? Or is it your articulation? Because fast speakers, like I said, Eminem at the beginning, are often speaking very fast. But they pronounce the words. They enunciate in such a way that nothing gets lost. Here's what you can do. And this is a hack. This isn't a proper warm-up or a proper workout for your articulation. That is a proper workout and warm-up for your articulation. But what we can do is, before you speak, if you know you're about to say something or have to stand up and you might not feel warm and ready and you don't have much time, you can improve how accurately you speak, even if you rush off and speak too fast, as you know you do. What we're going to do is take a little finger, turn it over, take the knuckle at the back and put it in between our teeth. Do not bite down, because it will bloody hurt. Ah! What instead we're going to do is just leave it there gently enough so that we keep our mouth open at that distance. Okay, this is going to help start working some of the articulators on the inside of the mouth, namely the soft palate and tongue, to work harder. So when we do start to speak, we are naturally more articulate and clear. Okay, so this is a quick hack that we can use. And we're going to say the words through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. And we're going to say it as articulate as that, first slow and then speed up by the end of the fifth one. Let's do it together. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Faster. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. If you're someone who talks really fast, practice this 5 times, slow till fast, just before you have to go and speak, and it will help clear up your articulation. So therefore, if you can't learn to slow down, at least the words will be clearer and sharper, like Eminem. Before we continue, I must ask you to hit like, because that's going to help the algorithm find me, and me find you, and more people like you. If you really like this, comment, say hi. It's really nice when people get in touch and say thank you, or ask me a question, or give me an idea for a video. I will respond, I always do, because I'm good like that. Anyway, on with the video. Secondly, if you are someone who genuinely speaks too fast and has a problem that you feel it is down to your nerves or excitement, or you just really can't find a way to get the time to work on articulation, or you're just not there yet. It could be that you just don't want to speak and you want to get out of there, or that you've got so much on your mind, you're spilling out and you're trying to get to the end of your sentence without giving everything in that sentence its full weight. Whether it's excitement
or fear or information, the best thing and the most practiced and most proven way to help slow you down is to slow down your rate of breathing. When you feel nervous or excited, your heart rate goes up, and so does your breathing. And when your breathing goes up, so does your heart rate, and so does your speech and your thoughts and everything. It starts to rush, it starts to get ahead of you, and that's where the issue comes in. If you take charge of your breath, it will slow down your heart rate, it will slow down your thoughts, and you will be able to connect with what you are saying in a more present manner, more grounded manner in the moment. Let's try a breathing exercise that you can do before you have to speak that will help slow you down. Do this with me now. Breathe out completely. And hold it out. Hold it. Don't breathe in yet. Keep it there. Is it getting uncomfortable? It might get uncomfortable. Hold it a bit longer. Longer. Now, breathe in. Now, just breathe normally for a second. Don't take too many breaths. Don't speed it up. I want you to breathe in and out through your nose. And we're going to breathe in for four. Hold it for four. Breathe out for four. Hold it for four. And we'll do that twice now, but I'd like you to do it for more when you're on your own. Okay? Let's try it. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Hold it. Breathe in. Hold it. Breathe out. Okay. If you did this between 5 and 10 times and slow down your breath, you automatically slow down your heart rate and you automatically slow down how fast your mind moves, which in turn feeds back to your heart rate, which feeds back to your breath. Anytime you find yourself rushing ahead, pause, breathe out, hold it for four, take your time, breathe in. And start the next sentence, paragraph or phrase as you did the first time. I've got a great video here which goes through methods that you can use in public speaking for pitches or presentations or whatever it is, that you can start slow. And when you get really, 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 really fast, you can go back to the beginning again. It's a nice technique. There's two techniques in there, actually. There's a tennis ball rule and the gearing up method. Now, these are really, really useful tools. And if you think that's good for you, check it out. So if you put these two things together, the finger in the mouth and practicing the sentence, and then practice your deep breathing as well, when you go to speak, you'll be more grounded. You'll feel more present and connected with what you have to say. Of course, when you're on stage, things get, you know, you can get a bit nervous and it starts to pick up again. But that's when you come back to the breath. Always come back to the breath. And if you've done the warm up before, you should be more articulate and clear anyway. And breath is so fundamental to the voice and life that it's really worth taking some time to spend some time on your breath. And if you're someone who often gets anxious or excited or often, you know, rushes ahead as you speak, you can take the first week of my 8-week course for free if you visit my website and sign up. There you go. And it's all on breath. The first week is completely about breath. So you can take that, use it for the rest of your life. There you go. Enjoy. It's on me. Thank you for watching the video. I really appreciate it. If you make the time to like, comment, and if you're not already a member, subscribe and, you know, hit the notifications bell, because it does help my channel to grow and reach more people. So I appreciate you being here to the end. And I hope that you sign up for my first week of the 8-week course, because it will give you something of value. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, breathe and look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now, I've been telling them real badly. So.